Kirabosa, good vachup, all is good. Today's daf is Sota daf Yud Zayin, and two Mishnayos today, and if you flip ahead, a bit of a short Amud Beis. Both of the Mishnayos will deal with the writing of the scroll that is to be erased in the Mei Sota, and so let's basically get to it. Now, it's kedai to kind of review the psukim. I'm not going to go through all of them right now, but there are four psukim that discuss the fact that the Kohen basically tells the woman what the deal is. Right? He says it in public. Right? If you were unfaithful, then you're in big trouble. And if you were faithful, then everything will be fine. And then you get a bracha, etc., etc. And then the kohen makes the woman swear. She takes a shvos ha'alah. That phrase is important in a second. You'll see in a second. He recites the curse, and then the woman says, Amen, Amen. So again, just, it's kedai to get a chumash and kind of run through those four psukim. You can see it in the Torah or on the side. Mine has it, those four psukim pretty much straight in a row. So check it out over there, because we're going to analyze exactly which part of the parsha you have to write on the sefer. Right? And the pasuk says, right, what is it? The Vekasav Zos al sefer or something to that effect. I don't have it over. So basically, the pasuk says the kohen has to write these curses on the sefer and on the thing that they're erasing, and then they erases it in the waters. And the kasha is, that the mishnah is going to deal with right now, is which of those, what partios, how much of it do you have to write? So clean break yud zayin amud aleph at the top. Says the Mishnah, Ba lo lechtov es ha-Megillah, is about to write the Megillah that has to be erased. Me'eza makom u'kosev, where does he start from? Right, what part of the Torah does he write? So it should be me'im lo. The Bach changes. Me'im lo shachav ish v'chulei ve'at ki satiz tachaz yisheich. Again, that's basically those are the curses. Basically, again, if Pazuk Gites and Pazuk Chav, the Eino Kosev says the Tanakama, Veshbiya Kohen is Aisha, then he doesn't write Pazuk Chav Aleph, right, because that's basically the instructions to the Kohen to tell the woman to take the Shua, right, Vyamara Kohen Laisha, Yitain Hashem Osach La'Allah, etc., etc. He doesn't write that. And then Vikosev Yitain Hashem Osach La'Allah, meaning he does write that part, he skips a little bit, he skips the part of Veshbiya Kohen is Aisha, and Veshua Sallah. Then he starts writing, "Ki yitain Hashem osach la'Allah," meaning that part is the curse. V'lishvua uva hamayim amarim ha'ela b'me'ayich l'tzbos batin v'lam pil yareich. V'eino kosev, and then he doesn't write v'ramah hisha amen amen. Basically, he doesn't. Basically, he writes all the parts that are curses. Right, all the parts that are. That are curses, and as we'll see, there's some brachos, right? If she didn't cheat, then she'll be blessed, implying that if she did cheat, she'll be in trouble, she'll be punished. So that curse is implied. So basically, he writes everything except for like the instructions to the kohen: say this to the woman, give the woman the shvuah. What does the woman say? I mean, basically, he writes all of the threats and promises, even though some are negative and some are positive, because from the positive, we'll see, b'cholava t'shomayahin, right? From the positive, you can see, right, the negative. Rabbi Yossi says, lo hayem afsik. Nah, disagree. Right? Write everything. Right? Don't stop anywhere. Just write the entire four psukim. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol atzmo eno kosev. Right, call Atzmo, Eino Kosev, maybe he doesn't write anything, but Ella, Yitain Hashem Osach La'alav, L'Shvua, etc. That is Pasuk. Where is that Pasuk? That's the curses that could happen. Meaning you don't write the positive, you make the negative. Meaning if she did cheat on him, so then Hashem will make you into a curse for the shvua. Uva amayim amarim ha'ila, and then b'me'ayich. Meaning basically he writes the actual threats. Veino kosev v'amra yisha amen amen. When he doesn't write v'amra yisha amen amen at the end. Meaning only the curses that are actually explicit in the pasuk, not the implied curses, right? Not the positive, right? If you didn't cheat, then everything will be fine. He doesn't write that. He writes all of the actual threats, right? All of the actual curses. Okay, so the Gemara just says immediately, right? Just dive right in. Right? What's this machlokas here? In the Mishnah, where do they get their opinions. So the Gemara says, "By krupa mifugi," right? It's this pasuk, the pasuk that we quoted, right? But the kasav is halos ha'ila hakohen basefer, right? The kohen should write these curses, right, on basefer. So what's the deal with it? So Rabbi Meir, again, we get basically differences in darshaning out these words. Rabbi Meir sav, Rabbi Meir holds, again, Rabbi Meir meaning, you know, the Tanakama, the alos, alos mamish. Again, how do you darshan out? The alos is the actual curses themselves, right? The actual beferish curses, right? If she cheated, then what's going to happen to her exploding, etc. Ha'alos, what is the hey? L'rabos, klolos, abos, machos, abrachos. That includes the implied curses, meaning that the coin says if you do well, right, if you didn't cheat, right, so then you'll be blessed, implying that if you did, so then you'll be in big trouble. So that is included as well. Eila, what is the word? Eila, that's lema'ute klolos sheva mishnah Torah. That excludes the klolos, the tochacha, right, in Sefer Dvarim, Mecha Tesi, the Tochacha in Sefer Dvarim, like, why in the world would you bring them? We're not even Bechal talking about that. So, again, as Rashi explains, right, Pasha says, right, the, over there, it calls the Tochacha a Ha'ala. Right, they call it the same phrase, right? Then, because the pasuk says here, right, again, the vekasa, where is it? Vekasa as ha'alos ha'ila, right? And so we thought maybe the tochacha is also called ha'ala, right? So you might have to include that as well. So Rabbi Meir says this darshan's out that you don't have to write that. What about the tochacha and bechukosai? Right, that there are two tochachas in the Torah. So there are, interestingly enough, the Torah does not call it ha'ala. Right, it doesn't call it the Allah, the curse. Right, there are other words that are used there and emphasized over there, but the only Allah is in the Tocha in Kisavo. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So then finally, Darshan, that's Eila Lemute Klal Shemishna Torah, and Ha'ila Lemute Tzavos Vekabalos Amen. And Ha'ila excludes the Tzavos, the commands, meaning what the Kohen says to the woman, and Vekabalos, and the acceptances of the woman, meaning what she says when she's Mekabal, and she says Amen, and she says yes, and then I'm fine with this. Right? That is excluded by Ha'ila, the hey in Ha'ila. Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi do with that? Kula de Gamarta. Rabbi Yossi agrees with everything, but S, Larabos Tavos or Kabbalos, he changes it a little bit. He doesn't say ha Larabos Tavos or Kabbalos, he says that, he doesn't use Ha'ela, right? It's always a little confusing. He doesn't use Ha'ela to exclude Tavos and Kabbalos, he uses the word S, right? Because of es ha'alos ha'ila, yeah, that l'rabos savos v'kabalos, that includes, right, the whole back and forth between the kohen and the woman. And therefore he says you have to write everything. Rabbi Meir, esim l'darsh, he doesn't hold that, right, he doesn't darsh not esim, so therefore he doesn't hold that. Rabbi Yehuda, kul b'me'utei darsh lehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, again, Rabbi Yehuda says as a very simple shita, he says, Rabbi Meir, which we're going to ask in a second, right, you use some of those words in the pasuk to include, and some to exclude, right? There's an inclusion and exclude, right? Like we did yesterday, right? Mute, rebuy, mute, call, protocol. Not exactly, but in the same idea, right? Again, Rabbi Meir, what did he do? He said the first thing, what was it? Alos and halos include, right? And Eila and ha'ila, right? Exclude. So Rabbi Yehuda just says, no, none of that stuff, right? Rabbi Yehuda, kulo l'bimute dorish lehu. Says all of the words in the psukim exclude, right, certain things in the parsha, and then you're left with, right, with just the, right, explicit klolos. Right, alos is alos mamish, right? The alos tells me they have to write just the explicit klolos. Ha'alos, limute klolos abos machos brachos, right? So ha'alos excludes the implied klolos, meaning the bracha, meaning that the fact that if she didn't cheat on him, then she'll be blessed, implying that if she did, she'll be in big trouble. So that is excluded as well. Eile, that's Lemuti Klolos from Mishnah Torah. That excludes, right, the Ha'ala in the Mishnah Torah. And Ha'ila, Lemuti Tzavos V'Kabalos, and that excludes, right, the whole back and forth of the Kohen and the woman. Rabbi Meir, I Mishnah Hai Hei Dim Rabbi Bey, U Mishnah Hai Hei Dim Ma'it Bey. Right, again, why does Rabbi Meir use the first Hei, right, the Hei in Ha'alos, to include, what was that, Joshua? That was to include the Klolos Habos Machmas Brachos, the implicit Klolos, and the hey of Ha'ila excludes the Kavalos and the Tzavos, right, the back and forth between the Kohen, right, and the woman. So the Gemara says, hey, the Gabe, right, the hey with, the Gabe, the Ribui, Ribuihu. The hey, again, he just simply uses it, because if you remember, there are two words he basically uses. He uses the word Ha'alos and the word Ha'ila, while the word Alos is inclusive. The word Ila is exclusive. So he just tacks on the hey, right, onto the front of whatever word it is, and whatever that word is already doing, he just kind of extends it, right? So that therefore, hey, degabe, deribui, right, ribuyu, right, hey, degabe, demiuta, miuta. Fine, good. Let's lay the Rabbi Meir Michal Lama to Shomei Hain. But one second, Rabbi Meir holds in a different context, which we'll explain in a second, that he doesn't hold of Michal Lama to Shomei Hain. Meaning, Rabbi Meir's shita here is based on the fact that if the brachos say one thing, you imply the other thing. Right? Again, if the woman didn't cheat, so then Grace is going to have all these brachos, implying that if she did, she's in big trouble. That counts as a curse, meaning b'chal lavat ha-shamay ahein, meaning you take the implication of whatever the statement is. But Rabbi Meir does not hold of that, right, in another context. What's the other context? So the other context is the concept of a t'nai. That basically, that we learn the halachos of a t'nai, if a person wants to make a halachic t'nai, it needs to be something called a t'nai kafel. He has to have the stipulations. The t'nai has to be explicit in both ways. And Rabbi Meir holds that you can't learn out the other side, right, from whatever you said. I mean, you can't use the statement and learn the implication. You have to say both of them straight up. You have to use a t'nai kafel. Meaning, if if you want to, I don't know, I'm going to sell you my car if this, and if not, then that. Meaning you have to say them both clearly. You can't learn one from the other, then you can't imply one from the next. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. So why is Rabbi Meir over here learning the klalos from the brachos? Why is he including the implicit klalos, because he's learning them from the implication of the brachos. So Amar Rabbi Tanchum Hinaki Ksiv, because it says Hinaki, right, because the pasuk says Hinaki, you could change the hey to a ches. A Hinaki means that you should choke, right? V'im Hinaki, what is the phrase? V'im Hinaki may right. V'im lo satis tuma tachas yishech Hinaki mi me hamarim, you'll be clean. That's pashup shot, you'll be clear from the mesota. But Hinaki implies that you could get choked by them as well. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda includes it. Okay, fine. Now we have a little bit of a gadata before we get to the next Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, Mesevasota, Kedarko. Always thrown in the Agadata. Darish Rabbi Akiva. Again, pretty well-known Agadatas, quoted by Rashi and the Chumash, and some of them. Some of them are quoted by Rashi and the Chumash. That's kind of where it gets its notoriety from. Darish Rabbi Akiva. Ish v'isha zachu shechina b'neihem. Right, if Baruch Hashem, the marriage is good, so then the shechina is between them. And again, when we're saying good, we're saying that it's not they're having fun, but that they're faithful to each other, etc., etc. And if lozahu, but if they're not, meaning if they're they're sleeping around, so then eshel choson, then the fire will eat them, will consume them, will destroy them. Why is that? What's the pshat? And again, because isha and ish, right? They have the name yud hey. Right? Again, shechina imayim. Right? If they're faithful to each other, so then yud hey. Right, then the yud and ish and the hey and isha, right, Hashem's name, right, Hashem dwells amongst them. But if not, so then there's ish, right, you take out the name of Hashem, right, and you're just left with ish. Amar Rava, Rava says that the isha diva me ish, me the ish, because I'm a tarif, I lo mitzarif. Right, that because the ish in the woman's name, right, it's worse by the woman. Why? Because the ish in the woman's name, right, is the words are next to each other. The letters are next to each other. But by the ish, right, it's separated by the yud, so it's not as harsh. Okay, fine. Beseder. Amar Rava said, "Mipinima Amar Torah have offer lasota." Right? Why does the Torah say that the offer, right, the dirt, is part of the sota process? Zochza. So then, yotze mimena ben kavim mavinu dechtiv be. Sorry, dechtiv be offer ve'efer. Right? Then, if she's zocha, because if she's zocha b'din, then she'll have a son. Like Avram Avinu, because the pasuk calls, right, it says about him, offer vefer, right, that pasuk is where's that pasuk? Offer vefer, I'm trying to find. Right, Varuchi offer vefer, when Avram is davening to Akosh Baruch Hu, Basdom, right, then Avram calls himself, Anuchi offer vefer, I am nothing but dirt. Obviously, the famous comparison to Avram is when Akosh Baruch Hu, right, says that his kids will be like, not the dust of the earth, right? Is it Kafar Haaretz? Yama v'kima v'tzifonu v'negba? Okay, I don't remember. I'm just Okay, fair enough. Not sure. Okay, weiter. Lo zochsa, if they won't be zochas, so then tachzor la'afra, then she will go down. Right, and she will obviously return to the dirt, meaning she's going to die. Dorish Rava, Rava says, "B'schar she'Avram Avram Avinu v'Anochi Afer ve'Efer." Right, and the schar that Avram said this from to Hakadosh Baruch Hu when he was davening, "Zochu banav le'beis mitzvos." His children got two mitzvos, Efer para ve'Afer sota. Right, the Efer of the para and the Afer of the sota. Again, Efer para duma. Right, and Afer from the sota. Va'ay va'ikanami Afer kisui adam. So Gemara says, "What do you mean? You use dirt for something else? As a mitzvah to cover the blood of any chaya or oaf that you shecht." So what about that? So Gemara says, "Hasam hechsher mitzvah, ika hana aleka." That is there's a hechsher mitzvah, but there is no hana. So everybody asks, "What do you mean that that's just a hechsher mitzvah? Kisui adam is a mitzvah mamish. What do you mean a hechsher mitzvah? Hechsher mitzvah is like building a sukkah. Right? The mitzvah is to sit in a sukkah. How are you going to sit in a sukkah? Well, you kind of need to build it. So that's a hechsher mitzvah. But what do you mean kisui adam is a mitzvah mamish? What do you mean it's a hechsher mitzvah? So the pshat is the pashas is that it means that there is no hana. Right? By the meisota, if you know things work out and she was faithful, etc., so then she'll have a child like Avraham Avinu, like we just saw. If you by the paraduma as well, right? The offer over there, right? The person becomes." Person becomes tahor by the Efer part of the Duma. But over here, by Kisui Adam, there's no benefit. It's just the halacha that you're fulfilling, so there's no benefit necessarily. So that's not why Avram wasn't quote-unquote zochet to that mitzvah, because of him calling himself Avram Avinu. Dar Shav Rav Shaz B'schar Shamar Avram Avinu in Michut Bad Sochnal. Right, in that puzzle, when Avram said to Melech Sodom, "I'm not going to take anything from you," right? So Zachu Bonav Lebez Mitzvos. His children were zochet to two mitzvos, Chut Shal Tchilas or Ratzua Shal Tefillin. Right, a chut, a string of Tchilas. Ratzua of tefillin. I actually have to remind myself I have to get my tefillin, my straps changed. Right? And it's good that I was reading this. Right, I was making a siyum on Erev Pesach, and Kedarko Bar Kodesh, some Sephardi guy in shul came and started just coloring on my Ratzua shell rosh. Like he took a marker and started just like going to town on my the Ratzuos from my shell rosh on the tefillin. So at some point, it's just time to get a new pair. Anyway, whatever, I didn't realize, you know, you don't see that. You know, you look at your arm, you see that it's not black, but you don't really check, you know, in the mirror. You check if it's straight, but you don't check if the straps are black. Anyway, fine. Without asking, by the way. You just started. Anyway, Baruch Hashem. So as just thinking about mitzvahs, not thinking about anything else. Chazdei Hashem. So Bishlam and Ritzua Shal Tefillin, I understand the Ritzua of Tefillin, Dikhtiv, Uro, Kol Me'aretz, Kishem, Hashem, Nekor, Alecha. Right? V'tani Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, not sure. Okay, fine. Seder, probably Rabbi Elazar, right? Rabbi Elazar Gadol. Okay, anyway, Omer Elu Tefillin Shabarosh. Ela Chut, meaning that I understand the rituals of Tefillin. I mean, that's a benefit, meaning that people will be Yiras Hashem. People will have Yiras Hashem of people wearing Tefillin. Ela Chut, Ashal Tcheles, Mayhi. Well, what's the benefit in Chut Shal Tcheles, right? We just said that all these brachas have to have some sort of hana, some sort of benefit. Titania is one of the Nebraisa. Hi, Rabbi Meir, Omer Mashin, Shtana Tcheles, Mikom Minei Tziv Onin. What is the difference between tcheles and all the other colors? Tcheles doma liyam, v'yam doma l'rakia, v'rakia doma l'kisya kavod. Because the sea looks, because tcheles looks like the sea looks like the sky, right? And the sky is comparable to the kisya kavod. Shenamar, as Pesach says, v'yiruas elokei Yisrael v'takos raglav kamasei livnasa sapir. Right, again, when they saw Maisa b'in Maimonar Sinai, right, they saw like kind of the skies open up a little bit, and they saw whatever this means underneath Hashem's feet was like something made out of sapphire stone. So that's kind of like seeing the Kisei HaKavod. It's made of sapphire. Sapphire is blue. Uchetzem Hashamayim LaTohar. Right, and that's the, you know, that's the end of the pasuk over there, like the pure heavens. Uksiv Kimari Evan Sapir Demozo Kisei. Right, and that's what the Kisei HaKavod is blue. I heard every time I read this Gemara or I hear this vort. I'm reminded of a word I heard from Rav Chagai Raviv. Unbelievable pshat, just mentioned it for 2 seconds. He says, "I don't understand. There's too many steps in this Gemara." He says, "Why do we wear tcheles? Because it reminds us of the sea, which reminds us was the same color as the sky, which is the same color as the Kisei HaKavod. Why don't you just skip straight to the sky and the Kisei HaKavod? Right, what do you need the water? What do you need the sea?" So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, "What's a sea? Obviously, water. Mayim is Torah, right? Mayim compares us to Torah. Mayim is comparable to Torah, right? Mayim chayim, etc. Which type of water reflects the sky and has the true blue color of the sky? That's only mayim. That's water that's clear, right? If you have murky water, if it's mixed with anything, if there are any impurities in the water, so then it's brown, It's not blue. Right? So the person's water, a person's Torah has to be pure. It has to be, right, not murky. It has to be without impurities and mixed with anything else. A person has to have, right, a proper view of Torah, not warped by anything. Okay, I thought that was a very beautiful shot. Anyway, Vayitra in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Eino kosev al luach velo anir, right? Velo al hadiftera. I can't write this Megillah Sota on a luach, which is a piece of wood, or what is it? Is a niar on regular paper, or a hadiftera, or the kind of like unprocessed animal skins, right? El al Megillah has to be on klaf, right? Has to be on proper klaf. Shenamar as pasuk says, ba sefer, right? Veino kosev lo bakumus velo kankuntum velo bakol davar sharoshem, right? You can't write with any of these lousy types of ink, right? These inks that kind of like, you know, don't last or whatever. But it has to be with proper ink. Shnamar umacha kosav sheyachol, and the Bach changes it lehimachos, meaning the ksav sheyachol lehimachos. It has to be written umacha, right? And something that has to be erased, meaning as opposed to other things that won't erase or whatever it is, right? The other these writings like fruit juice or whatever that kind of fade but doesn't erase mamish, right, in the waters. Okay, Amar Rava. We have a bunch of drushes for this halacha. The Mishnah is, we're not going to do all of them. There's a bunch more tomorrow, but it does end up with a nice clean break at the bottom. A bunch of halachas about the Megillah Sota. Amar Rava, Megillah Sota should cost for balayla psula. If you write it at night, it's puzzle. My time, what's the reason? Asya Torah, Xer Shava Torah, Xiv Hacha, Vasela, a coin is called a Torah Hazos. The coin has to do her all of this Torah. And it says, by judgment, by sitting in Beis Din, I'll pay out Torah, share your ruch of Yalam Mishpat. Right? By judgment, Ma'am Mishpat, by Yom, Af Megillah Sota, by Yom, just like Beis Din can only sit during the day for certain cases, so too Megillah Sota has to be during the day. Kasra Lamafreya, if you write it out of order, interesting that Rashi writes over here, Yerech Velinpol Betin Velitzpos Bemeayich, meaning that backwards with the words, not necessarily Psukim, but the words out of order. Psula, that's no good either. Ktichtiv, Kasav Es Ha'alos Ha'ila, right, that you have to write these curses, ki dixiva, in the way that it is written. Kasra kodem shetiz kabel aleh shvua, if you do it out of order, if you write the Megillah before she takes the shvua, she has to say amen, amen, right, take the shvua, the coin has to give her. If you wrote it first, so then psula, then it's no good, shnemar v'yishbiya v'achakach v'kasav, right, and just the order of the pasuk, you have to do the shvua, and then you have to write it. And finally, kasra igeres, if you wrote it without sirtut, sirtut is what you find, let's say, in a Sefer Torah, right, or a Megillah, or a, what's it called, or a mezuzah, right? Again, those are the lines on the thing that makes it even. One of the halachos that are important, so that's, without a sirtut, it's not a sefer, it's just considered to be a negeres. Right? Psula, then, is no good, because the pasuk says, basefer amachmarana, because the Torah says, right, it has to be in the sefer. Okay, we'll have some more halachos of this tomorrow, but right now, we'll have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.